You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are joined by Cesar Lago, the President of Sales and Marketing for Comanchaca Inc., the U.S.-based division of Chilean seafood industry leader Comanchaca S.A. Mr. Lago, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you, Eric. Glad to be here.
You bet, and great to have you out with us. So tell us and give us a history about Comanchaca and how your retail brand Pier 33 came to be.
Well, Comanchaca came to be in 1965. It's a Chilean company. It started out as a fishing company, and in the 80s evolved into an aquaculture also. Originally, the fishing started with langostinos, fish meal, jack mackerel, canned jack mackerel, and the company again grew, did very well. And in the 80s, you know, the aquaculture business was growing. The demand for aquaculture was expanding all over the world, and demand for it. So Comanchaca threw their hat in the ring, and Chile, the cold waters of southern Chile are very similar to those of Norway and Canada. And so it was an ideal location, the fjords down in southern Chile, ideal location for salmon farming. And Chile has become the number two salmon farmer country in the world and the number one exporter of salmon into the U.S. market. So that's a little bit a short history of our company. Comanchaca is also public company, traded in the Santiago and Oslo exchange. And then our office, the U.S. division, opened in 2001. So we've been around here for 17 years, developing and growing the U.S. and Canadian market.
And Cesar, what are some changes you've seen in the industry and with consumers throughout your 17 years with the company?
Okay, well, I think one of the big changes we've seen here with the consumers is the trend going to value added. When we started in this business, we were shipping whole fish. And the consumer here was not very, imagine you have to cut the fish, fillet it. Not many people wanted to touch that. So what we saw and the evolution, and we were one of the pioneers, was moving to a more value-added product. We started sending fillets. So we would cut the product, the whole fish in Chile, would fly it or fresh or send it frozen, filleted. And from there, it evolved to a portion. So we're doing a lot of our business, majority of our business is in fillet form or portion form, because you're bringing that convenience to the customer. The customer in the U.S. isn't as familiar with handling fish, cutting fish. So this really opened the door and really helped expand our sales as we gave this convenience element to the consumer. So that's one of the major trends, at least in the salmon. Again, another trend, I specifically spoke about salmon, but one of the trends we're seeing here in the market is the convenience trend, like I mentioned, and we're seeing a lot more prepared meals. So we're seeing people, again, even with salmon or with other products, you go to a retail and you have your meal in a package there. The vegetables, the protein, all you have to do is put it in the oven for 15 minutes, very clear. That's one of the trends that we're seeing. And also food delivery. We're seeing both retail and restaurant chains. A lot of people want that convenience. They don't want to go to the supermarket chain. They don't want to go to the restaurant. They want to get that great quality food. They just want to pick up the phone or go on an app and order it. So that's one of the trends that I've been seeing both in food service and retail, the delivery and also the prepared meal kits.
Now, as someone who has worked his way up to the top, what do you accredit your success to so far?
Well, the old cliche, hard work and perseverance, that's obviously key. But I think really being involved in the details, I started in sales and in this office, we're a small office here, and just understanding every piece of the business, being involved in the details, I think is one of the keys. you know, knowing, understanding the logistics, understanding the marketing, understanding the sales, understanding the finance, rolling up your sleeves and getting to know every single aspect of your business, knowing it in and out, is very important to be able to succeed. And I think, finally, trust and reputation. That is so key to develop that and establish that with your customers. They, you know, what we're selling right now is something that's very personal. It's something that you put in your mouth, you eat. So you need to, your customers, both the buyers that I work with or the end user, they need to have total trust. And I mean, one of the key things is, you know, do what you say, you know, in this business. Do what you say. If you do that, you're going to gain trust and you're going to build a good reputation. So I think that's been one of the keys of success.
Outstanding. Today we're joined by Cesar Lago, the president of sales and marketing for Comanchaca Inc., the U.S.-based division of Chilean seafood industry leader Comanchaca S.A. here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EP and the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Cesar, what would you like to accomplish as president of Comanchaca?
Henry, if you don't mind, I know with our name, Comanchaca, it's a tough name. And one of the questions you asked me before, which I skipped, and I wanted to just say, our brand name for the consumer is Pier 33. And we developed that because we did a focus group. We did a focus group to find a name that would resonate with the consumers. Comanchaca is a very difficult one. That's the company's name down in Chile. But again, it's very hard to say. And for Americans, again, it's no connection. So we did the focus group, and two key words came out, peer and gourmet. And we got the number 33 because the ex-president of our office, his son who played hockey in Canada, his number was 33. So when we put all that together, Peer 33 Gourmet has been our brand name, and that's what you find out in the retail segment, which, again, that really resonates with our customers. And going back to your other question, what would I like to accomplish as the president for Comanchaca? I mean, obviously continue to grow our sales. I mean, we did a little bit over 200 million in 2017. And I mean, I want to grow the sales over 300 million plus. That's, you know, key thing, more of a short-term thing. When I get there, definitely don't want to put a ceiling, and continue to expand our brand, the Pier 33. I think it's the value that customers are looking for. These Pier 33 products that we do, from mussels to salmon, some of them come marinated. They're easy to prepare. So that, we feel, is a big opportunity and something that I want to do. I want to grow our market share of that within our own company sales to more than 25% being Pier 33 branded.
Yeah, and thanks for going back to Pier 33, and I certainly like the and appreciate the connection there. Now, if you could give one piece of advice in conclusion to young professionals, what would that be?
Well, I'd say, you know, the key thing I think for any business, whether it be seafood or if you're a lawyer, a doctor, is you got to be passionate about what you do. You got to come in and, you know, to your work, to your job, and have a fire within you. If that's not burning, if that passion isn't there, doesn't matter how smart you are, who you know, you're not going to succeed. You need to have passion and go in there, roll up your sleeves, and work hard. So that's what I would recommend to any young professional going into any type of business.
Cesar, it certainly has been great to have had you, and really appreciate your time and coming out to be with us here today. Where can listeners get all the details on Pier 33 or Comanchaca?
Yeah, I mean, you can go to our website, pier33gourmet.com, and you can get all the information where we have our products and again, about everything we have to offer and the benefits of it, the nutritional benefits and the health benefits. pier33gourmet.com.
Easy enough. Again, Mr. Lago, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best, and thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Eric. My pleasure. Anytime.
And we certainly appreciate it. We've been speaking with Mr. Cesar Lago, the President of Sales and Marketing for Comanchaca Inc., the U.S.-based division of Chilean seafood industry leader Comanchaca S.A. And for all the details and to learn more, visit Pier33Gourmet.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.